This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Namath back to pass, Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the...
Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
You believe it, not hope yet!
Terrific play in there, just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
Showtime. A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Now, the voice of Union Redskins football, KRMG's Rick Corey.
Good evening and welcome to Union Tuttle Stadium on a cold, chilly, wet Friday night in October. Rick Corey along with my broadcast crew. Doc Blevins is down in the field trying to stay dry up here in the booth. Tom Stockton's back from the birth of his grandchild. And Richard Johns, as always, to my right as we prepare for yet another game as we roll toward the playoffs. Game number 8 for the Union Redskins as they take on Norman North. And Tom, this is a Norman North team that as late as 2016 gave Union everything they wanted in a state championship game. But this year is 1-6, so what's gone wrong?
Well, I haven't seen all the film on them, but one of the things is, it's, you hate to say this, but sometimes it looks like a lack of effort. It looks like they're not running to the ball with passion. They're not doing that kind of stuff. But, you know, they did beat Mustang. So there is a scary part to them if you just take them for granted.
Well, and their coach is a very good one, Justin Jones. He came over from Bishop McGinnis. He was 65-22 there, took them to two 5A title games. And so he's had great success. Now, he took over for Brent Barnes, who had even the better success at 24-10 before he went off to Arizona. They come in with a dual-threat quarterback, and we've seen some of these players before. This guy is named Jackson Romaldo. He is on the ground, 42 carries for 54 yards and a couple of touchdowns, so he's not completely a runner. Through the air, 61 of 129, 931 yards, that's 47%. And his problem, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And this Union team, Tom, has kind of hit their stride. Now, partially you expect that because you're playing some teams that you think you probably have a chance against. But if you look back at the schedule and you look at the records, the teams that Union has beat up on the last couple of weeks are leading, you know, elsewhere when it comes to district-type races. I think they're finding themselves some. I think competition has changed. But in my opinion, and you've coached this before, when players think they're good, they play well. And I think it really has a lot to do with if you win, you play better because you think you're better.
Absolutely. I think they lost some confidence or something there in a few weeks, but they've gotten it back. I think, you know, some changes they've made personnel-wise and that have been very, very fortunate for them. And they're just playing a lot better. And you know, some of the teams that we played earlier that beat us, if we'll get to play them again, hopefully, and somebody in the playoffs and that, they're going to see a different team.
Well, and Rovon Banks is obviously a very big part of that. Banks comes in, 51 carries for 306 yards on the ground, 6 touchdowns, 17 of 29 through the year. He hadn't thrown it a lot, but he's completing 59%, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. So what does the head coach think about tonight's game? Let's find out.
Time to check in with Union football head coach Kirk Frederick for Coach's Keys to the Game.
What does our opponent do offensively, and what's the challenge to Union?
Got a really solid quarterback. He makes smart decisions. I like their run game. Led behind a big tight end. They'll use the tight end in the backfield like a fullback as a blocking back. And then they pick and choose some deep ball shots. Most of those go to a kid named Switzer. I know people that know anything about Norman and the name Switzer, that there's a relation there. Grandson of Barry Switzer. He's caught a lot of deep balls, probably caught most of the balls of those guys, but they throw some things underneath. But my focus is trying to stop the run game.
And what do they do defensively to try to stop it?
They're a 3-4 front, and they're linebackers, and they're their defensive line, they're blitzing more than Moore did. Running the football will be a challenge for us tonight. In the secondary, they haven't covered as well against some of the teams that have thrown the ball. So maybe we have an opportunity to see if we can get our passing game to take another step.
All right, you heard that interview was with Doc Levens, and he is down on the field trying his best he can to stay out of the bad conditions. But, Doc, that's what I want to ask you about. What is it like down there? I know it rained a little bit earlier. It's still kind of moist, and it's a little chilly out there. What's it like on the field?
Well, there's just a drizzle. It comes and goes. It's very chilly. The wind's coming out of the north, and the temperature is supposed to drop by about 10 degrees during the game. However, I've been down here when it was a lot more miserable than it is now. And I've talked to a couple of the players, and they're bundled up pretty good. And I think we're going to be fine. My concern, and Tom can talk about this, but throwing a wet football is easier for some than others, and I don't know how much experience Rovan has at that.
Well, and I was going to ask you, too, because you had a chance to sit with Kirk on Thursday night. You do the FCA stuff with him. What's the overall mood? Every week you get a chance to gauge what he's feeling like. What do you think he was feeling like?
I think he's feeling very confident about our team. He would like to see some injured people get well, obviously, and we got a running back out right now that you certainly want back. But he's very confident. He loves the team's attitude. He says they're showing up. They're working hard. They know what the challenge is, and there's just not any room for error right now.
Yeah, right.
It's a playoff situation.
Yeah, thank you very much, Doc. I appreciate that. And he's talking about A.J. Green, the running back, who will not play tonight. He had the ankle sprain last week. Fortunately, you don't think possibly, Tom, you will need him tonight. And quite honestly, the depth they have developed there with Junior Smith and with Avante Wilkins, I like how those guys are playing.
I think Banks just brings a lot of things to the plate, and it's a different offense, and I really think they will do some passing tonight, and I think they'll do it well.
All right, so another thing we talked about is senior night. Yeah, there are some distractions with that. We asked Coach about it.
They've been pretty focused. It has been a fun week, you know, with my son being a senior. It's a special group of kids for me, just because I've seen so many of these kids growing up. And it's been a lot of fun to have the Booster Club and the Mama Skins treat them so nice this week with little things every day. But this team's pretty focused on where they want to be, and they understand it's senior night. We want to recognize them, but it's also another district game and an opportunity to try to show that we're improving.
Yeah, I understand it can be a tough thing. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about AJ's ankle, and we're going to look at the playoff possibilities. That's before Union and Norman North. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
Hello, Tulsa. It's Dana Lash for Action Arms. If you're a first-time gun buyer or if you are an experienced marksman like me, may I suggest you go see Darren and Dalton at Action Arms? Action Arms is a full-service NFA retailer with the latest products and hard-to-find items, as well as a large selection of accessories. Prices are competitive, and the Action Arms team can help you find the right gun at the right price. Find them on Facebook or stop by their Mingo location just south of 51st. Owning a firearm is your right, and when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium on the campus of Union High School, where tonight the Redskins take on Norman North. Rick Coy, along with Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins, and Richard Johns. All right, going into that break, we talked about A.J. Green's ankle. The big running back for Union, number 20, who's been so good all year long, is not going to play tonight. He comes in with 525 yards of rushing, but 7.4 yards per carry. The reason, an ankle sprain. So we asked Coach Frederick, just how bad is it?
Out of precaution, he's not going to play tonight, and so we're trying to get that ankle to where it needs to be, and he's been kind of nursing that injury for a while, and it's one of those things that we feel like we've got to get we just got to get him back to where he's healthy. And so we've got a bunch of tailbacks, as you've seen. We've played quite a few, and Avante and Chauncey and Junior Smith. Those guys will be carrying the football for us tonight.
All right, so Junior will not play, or pardon me, A.J. will not play tonight. Now, as I mentioned, playoff scenarios. Union, of course, right now is 3-4 overall, 2-2 in district. That puts them in a position kind of fighting for that number three spot. Now, Owosso on this side, unbeaten Mustang, who beat Union, is in front of the Redskins. The number three team in District 2 would be playing on a Friday night against the number two team in District 1. So if you look over at District 1, here's the problem. 3-1 Jinx, 3-1 Norman, 3-1 Broken Arrow, 3-1 Santa Fe, and 3-1 Westmore. The five-way tie, Tom, and that's bizarre. There's a lot of teams tied right up there. Most people believe the scenario would probably put Union at Jinx. Not a bad way to start, I guess, huh?
No, and, you know, that they're familiar with each other, obviously.
Yes,
and,
they are.
You know, that would be good. It would be interesting to see how that works out because, from what I understand, Broken Arrow should not have lost. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah,
they should not have lost.
Right.
And, you know, I think everyone thought that they would just be number one and then the battle would be for 2, 3, and 4. Now, like you say, it's for four of them. But, you know, we got to take care of first things first, and that's tonight. And I think it'll be very important to get started strong tonight and try to break their spirit.
Well, and the other thing you want to do is you do have that point differential, so you want to score a certain amount of points because you want to get to that position. All right, Union will kick off tonight. And here on the senior night and potentially the last game in this stadium in its current configuration, if Union doesn't get a home game, and when's the last time that didn't happen in round one?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
It hasn't happened during the... I've been here since 99 doing these games, and it hadn't happened to us.
Well, I can't remember it. I'm like you. It seems like every time Union has home field advantage.
Now, tonight they have the home jerseys and uniforms on, the white pants with the red and black stripes, the red jerseys with the white numbers. They are wearing the white helmets tonight. Norman North in their green pants with a white stripe, the white jerseys with green numbers, and the dark green helmets. All right, so getting ready to kick off from left to right is Stephon Forbes back deep for Norman North. There are two players back there. One of those is Malachi Gatewood. The other is Chapman McCown. And the kick goes into the end zone, as you would expect, and so Norman North will start at their own 20-yard line. They will bring him up, as I mentioned, with Jackson Romaldo at quarterback. He's dual threat. At neither one of them does he have numbers that will really impress you, but he can make some things happen. You heard him talk about Luke Switzer at receiver, 17 catches for 409 yards, but Tom, I didn't see him warm up. Now, that doesn't mean he's not out there somewhere. He could have had a different jersey on, but I didn't see him warm up. They'll also rush it with Gabe Trevelson. He's run it 85 times for 551 yards, and he will come out as one of the running backs. And actually, Jordan Ford, it looks like, is going to start at one of the running back spots. Well, that may not be Ford either. It looks like they may start Wes Bryant. At any rate, it'll be Romaldo in the shotgun with four receivers, two to either side. He's going to hand off to the inside, and that was handed off to Jordan Ford, and he got nowhere. Matter of fact, he got a big old zero right there as the Union defensive line closed in on him. Mason Gibbons, who's been terrific lately, and Michael Walker are both right there. There's no gain. It'll be second and 10.
One of the things Coach Frederick talked about is they had a big offensive line, but it's not real athletic.
And they are pretty good size. We'll run that down in a second. Second and 10 for Norman North, going from right to left, so their backs are to the UMAC here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Again, four receivers, two to either side for Romaldo. Now motion. He's going to fake the one man and pitches. That ball goes to Trevelson around the right side, around the 25 to the 26-yard line. A little bit of almost like a broken wishbone type, if you will. He's run out of bounds over there by Gabe Ford. The other guy was over there was Jaquan Sanders. It'll be third down and now about four. He got six.
And one of the things Coach Fred said when I talked to him was that Romaldo was good at reading the run pass, the option in that. He's not a great runner in that, but he's very good at reading it and makes the most out of it.
So third down and four now for Norman North. First third down of the game for either team. They'll need to go from the 26 to the 30. Romaldo in the shotgun. There's the snap. Looking to throw right. Does, and that's complete across the 30-yard line. That was Cale Cabanis who made that catch. He's quickly pushed out of bounds over there by Chauncey Andrews, but not before he got about seven. It'll be first and 10. Norman North at their 32-yard line.
And that's one of the things that Coach Fred talked about, was that they were pretty good at throwing the quick slant, the stop route, and those short routes.
So that completion moves the chains, and we're just underway here. First down for Norman North. As you hear, there's not a lot of activity out there because there's not a lot of crowd out there. It's a cold night. Four receivers again for Romaldo. Once again, setting up behind him, Jordan Ford. He's going to hand to Ford. Nope, he fakes to Ford, runs instead and throws to the left side. There's a flag down immediately as Malachi Gatewood makes the tackle, or pardon me, makes the catch. He gets to the 35-yard line. Nice tackle in there by Jaden Rowe, who's just been nails lately, and the other guy has been great, JoJo Nichols. If it stands, it'll be a gain of about three, but the officials look like they might be going, yep, they are. It's going to be a penalty, motion penalty, or procedure penalty against Norman North. Kirk Frederick says, take it. That will mark the football back. So instead of being second down and about seven, it'll be first and 15 at the 26-yard line. Michael Walker leads the game. Union going to go with a little bit quicker group up front now. Another guy who's been really good in the last couple of weeks is Marley Forsberg, playing the one defensive end spot. So it'll be first and 15 now for Norman North at their own 26-yard line. Romaldo in the shotgun, straight back to throw. Tried to throw the little receiver screen to the left side, and the man we just talked about, that is Forsberg, hit that with his right hand. It fluttered and fell incomplete. It'll be second and 15, and Marley's not overly big. He's 6'1", 228, but he's a junior, Tom. He's got a chance to get bigger, and he's just been terrific lately.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they've really done good lately is Union's done well at defending the pass and making tackles after the short pass.
And they're developing some depth. Second and 15 now for Norman North, just underway in this game at their own 26. To his right and running out of his room is Romaldo as he pitches that ball. And he made the pitch once again to Gabe Trevelson. Trevelson didn't get much. He got forward to about the 28, so we'll give him maybe a couple of yards. It'll be third down and about 13. It's pushed out of bounds once again by Chauncey Andrews as they keep going to that short side of the field. 10-12 to go in this first period, just underway. First possession for either team. Norman North will have third and 14, we'll call it. They'll mark the football at their 27-yard line. They need the 42 almost. Romaldo, that's Jackson Romaldo, brings him back up again. He's got one receiver right, two receivers here to the left. That's the near side. Now motion this way by the tight end. Romaldo in motion, runs this way. He's going to have to hurry, and he's just going to throw that thing away and well out of bounds. He was getting pressured, and a little bit of everybody was after him. Gabe Ford was right there on him. Had a little help from Mason Gibbons, so it'll be fourth down and 14, and Norman North will have to punt it away. Luke Switzer has been their punter, but again, I didn't see him warm up, so let's see who they run out there. Nope, instead of him out, it's going to be David Nears who's going to kick that football away. Who else is going to be back for Union other than Kyler Pearson, and he's going to be standing around his own 46-yard line. Mears is standing at his 14. There's the snap. Here comes Union, and they missed it, but there'll be a flag because they got the punter. I don't know how in the world they missed that football. Three guys on a complete jailbreak. The first guy there was Gavin Kohler, the linebacker, and he just plowed right over the kicker. And, Tom, that's the classic example of they overran the punter and he actually hit the punter when they were probably 3 feet or 3 yards, pardon me, past the football.
Yeah, it was a situation where the Redskins had three guys back there. And you just thought for sure they were going to block it. And a couple of them almost ran past him before they decided to hit him.
They did run past him, and that was the problem. They teach you on punt block, you aim for the foot and about a foot out front of that. Instead, they aimed for the punter, and all three of them plowed into him, so it'll be first and 10 for Norman North. That'll move it to the 42, and that's exactly what they needed just past that. So 9:56 to play in this first period, and Norman North will have a first down. They'll send two receivers to the right. That's the far side. One to the left here to the near side. Again, Romaldo in the shotgun. Behind him is Ford. Now motion to the inside, and he's going to hand to Ford on the right side. Got a lot of room, 45-yard line, pushes Ford across the 50. Romaldo forward for 11 yards, all the way down to the Union 43-yard line, and good for a first down. Tackle in there by Forsberg, but that's an 11-yard run. And, Tom, this is why you have to come and show up every night. Doesn't matter if that team's 1-6. If they want to win tonight more than you do, they will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for Norman North, now in Union territory at the Redskins' 47-yard line. Romaldo again with four receivers, two to either side. Once again, the big tailback beside him is Jordan Ford. Now motion by Trevelson. He's going to fake to Ford and run the option to the left, and he's going to turn back upfield. And Romaldo dives forward across the 45, gets up closer to the 41-yard line. Forsberg forced him back inside, and that's where a couple of guys were waiting for him, including Gay Ford. But that's a gain of 6, and now at Union's 41, it's 2nd and 4.
One of the things that Coach Fred talked about was number 87, Jake Roberts. He thinks he's their best player, and he's used as tight end, he's used as a slot, an up back. And if you watch, he'll either be blocking or he'll be, you know, running the routes.
2nd and 4 for Norman North, now at the 41-yard line of Union. Just underway, no score, first period. Hand off right side to Ford. He goes across the 40, and he's going to be very close to the first down, but not quite there. He's down around the 38-yard line. Up off the bottom of that pile is Jake Rogers, and that's going to bring up 3rd down and 1. It's a big down for Norman North, and I have to think even if they don't get it, they'll go. They're around the Union 43, and Tom, they don't quite need a yard. They need the 42, and they're slightly inside the 43. So 3rd down and 1 for Norman North. First drive for either team. Norman's drive expanded, or pardon me, continued by Union and roughing the kicker. Here we go on 3rd and 1. Trying to get Union to jump, and they did not, but I think Norman North might have jumped, and they did. They were trying to get Union to jump, and the center for Norman North, Logan Furnish, flinched. The Redskins did not buy it, and that's going to cost Norman North. It'll move them back 5. Now, Justin Jones is out, and he's complaining, and the officials are conferring, and that's never a good thing, Tom.
No, and it looked like they kind of asked him very nicely to get back on the sidelines.
Yep, I'm sure it was very kind.
Very kind,
but
yes.
They did move the ball back, so it's now around the 43-yard line of the Redskins, so that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 6, and that certainly changes your play call. 8:10 to go here in the first period, no score, 3rd and 6, Norman North at the Redskins' 43. They'll bring 3 receivers to the near side. One of those is Trevelson, who's dangerous. He's caught balls for 551 yards. One receiver far right. Romaldo in the shotgun. Again, Ford is hanging to his left. 3rd down and 6 for Norman North. Claps again, and another flag. Norman North flinched again. And now this time, Jordan Ford, the running back, turns to the quarterback, Romaldo, and kind of chewed him out a little bit. But it was Ford who jumped. So they're going to bring out another receiver, take the running back off the field, and now we'll go 5 wide. So with 7:46 to go here in this first period, Norman North had this thing almost the entire first period, Tom, and they'll have 3rd down and 11 now at the Redskins' 48.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't try to go not just first down, but go deep.
So they bring Trevelson in at the running back spot, actually, and go 4 wide receivers, 2 to either side. Snap to Ronaldo. He's going to throw it to the right side. That ball is just over the head of Malachi Gatewood, and it would have been a 1st down. And the coverage wasn't bad over there by Jaden Rowe, but a better throw, and that's 1st and 10, Norman North. So now it's 4th down, and they have a decision to make. Do you go ahead and go for it right here, Tom, or do you kick it?
I kick it, but he looks like he's going for it.
Well, at least he's going to pretend to. Who knows? We've seen a lot of pooch kicks lately. So 4th down and 11 for Norman North just here at the Union 48. They need the 37 for the 1st down. In the shotgun, Romaldo. There's the snap, and he will pooch kick it. This one's going to go over the head of everyone and bounce around the 10 or the 15 and go out of bounds. That's a terrific kick by Romaldo. He kind of side-legged that thing, and they're going to mark it down. Yep, just inside the 10 around the 9-yard line.
Oh, so wait,
the
Redskins, he's coming back up.
Nope, he's coming back. All right, so let's mark it. Well, that's a fortunate mark, I think, for Union. They're going to put it at the Union 17-yard line. And, Tom, I thought that thing went out of bounds way closer to maybe the 14.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought it went out of bounds a lot closer. And I think this first series is going to set the stage. You know, we've got a series. Union will have a series of running backs in there tonight to go with Banks, who himself is like a running back.
They're starting with Avante Wilkins in there. 1st and 10 Redskins now at their own 18-yard line. They're going to hand off on a little inside sweep, and that ball tossed forward across the 20 to the 25-yard line. A little further up is Jonathan Edwards. Edwards got about, well, they're going to call it the 20, pardon me, 23. He crossed the 20, not the 25. So that'll be a gain of about six. We'll call it second down and four. And I'm a little surprised Junior Smith isn't starting. Instead, it's Avante Wilkins at running back. Avante's not a big guy, but he's a strong runner. Has 102 yards coming in. Second down and four for Union. Just underway. No score here. 6:46 to go first period. Redskins at their own 23-yard line. Banks in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Kyler Pearson, who was in the shotgun, or pardon me, in the backfield. Goes to his left, 20, 25-yard line. I think he got the first down. Kyler went out of bounds. They may mark him just a little short, Tom. Yeah, they will. They're going to mark him at the 26-yard line. He was pushed out of bounds on the far side by Eli Moulton, but that's a gain of about six. It's going to be third and one for Union now at their own 27, pardon me, yard line. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Banks is in the formation, not the shotgun, and he's going to sneak it, and he'll get forward for the first down. He pushes up to around the 29. They mark him back at the 28. Most of the interior of that defense for Norman North was there, including Magnus McGee, which may be the best name of the year. Magnus McGee. It is a first down. They'll mark it at the 28-yard line of Union. It'll be first and 10 Redskins there. 6:20 to go first period. No score.
That could possibly be a television show at someday. Magnus McGee.
Yeah. I like it. Four receivers, three right side, one to the left. In the shotgun, once again, Rovon Banks, Wilkins to his left. Going to fake to Banks or to Wilkins and run up the middle. Banks across the 30. He's going to get closer to the 34, and Rovon just keeps pushing to the 35-yard line. He got hit closer to the probably 32, and he dragged a lot of people with him. Joshua Bowie, the first guy in there to hit him. But that's a gain of seven. It's going to be second and three. And we do need to make a clarification. Rovon's guardian contacted Doc Blevins last week and said he's not a wrestler. He's a track guy. But Doc was talking about how many wrestlers we have on the team, and I think I just got it confused there. So Rovon is not a wrestler. We apologize for that. He's a track guy, and you can tell that when he runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second down about three for Union. Now they're on 35. Banks is going to hand off once again to Pearson, who was in the backfield around the right side, 35 across the 40. Kyler up to the 41-yard line, knocked out of bounds again by Eli Moulton. Actually, they're going to give him the 43. That's a gain of nine, and it's a first and 10 for the Redskins. And, Tom, I like this. They're lining up with different guys in the backfield, and they're kind of giving you a different look.
I like it, too, and I like the fact they're getting the ball to Pearson because Banks is not quite the passer, I think, especially with some of the short routes, but they're going to get the ball to Pearson a little more.
First and 10 now, thrown 43. No score. Redskins and Norman North here in the first period. Banks straight back to throw. We'll see about that arm. Moves up. He's going to fire it deep, and that ball is caught by Kyler Pearson at the 15. He stumbles around the 5, and he's going to go down around there. The coverage by Eli Moulton, but that was a tremendous throw. 37 yards on the gain. And if Pearson keeps his feet, Tom, that's six.
Yes, it is. And that was an outstanding throw, just as you said.
Watch him a lot in warm-ups, Rovon, and he throws that deep ball really well. He doesn't have that intermediate arm strength yet, but the deep ball he's good at. So they'll mark it at the 6. It'll be 1st and 10 Redskins right there. 4:57 to play, first period, no score, but Union knocking at the door. Banks has the snap, hands to Wilkins, left side, cuts inside, Avante, touchdown! Almost untouched. Avante Wilkins cut inside one man, I believe that was Tadlock, at around the 4, and he just scampers in the end zone. It's 6-0 Redskins, and Tom, that's exactly what you wanted, that fast start.
Exactly, and like I said, I don't want to be negative, but Coach Fred was talking about that's one of the things that he saw about their defense was that they weren't as passionate about running to the football every play like they were some other plays.
Stephon Forbes on for the extra point. High snap, but the ball is down. His kick is up and way up. He almost went over the UMAC, and it's good. 4:48 to play here in this first period. Union takes the lead. 7-0 Redskins. They'll kick to Norman North next here on KRMG.
90 years ago, Bill Dungis started selling cars in Oklahoma with one goal: happy customers.
Three generations later, we're still carrying on the Dungis family tradition, making new Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln customers really happy.
We're streamlining our processes so you can spend less time at the dealership.
We're putting you in control of your trade-in valuation and showing you how we price new and used vehicles.
We're making sure you get top-level service before, during, and after the sale.
We have a lot full of used and certified pre-owned vehicles,
all with a complimentary Carfax report and Dungis 128-point inspection.
And of course, Dungis has a huge selection of new Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas.
All with the complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty.
It's just one of the ways Dungis is different.
Come see us on Highway 75 in Bartlesville.
Or at DungisChoice.com.
Dungis Family of Autos.
Happy customers wanted.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium. Stephon Forbes approaches the football and once again will kick it into the end zone after a big long touchdown drive for the Redskins. Four plays, 83 yards. And of course, it's a Wilkins 6-yard run for the touchdown, and Pearson's big 37-yard catch was the key. The kick was good, and the Redskins lead 7-0. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton, Doc Levins on the field, and Richard Johns here. This could be the last game in the current configuration here at Union Tuttle Stadium. The Redskins need some help to get a home playoff game. Expect they need Mustang to lose, or they probably will, Tom, to Owosso. But they need him to lose one more time. So Union may be a road team for the playoffs first round for the first time in a long time. First and 10 now, Norman North trailing 7-0 at their own 20-yard line. Romaldo brings him back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to toss to the inside, giving it to Trevelson around the right side. And he's going to go forward across the 22-23. Little kind of a jet sweep, if you will. He's taken down by Jake Rogers. A gain of 4, so it's not a bad first down gain. It'll be 2nd down and 6.
Coach Fred pointed out that Trevelson's a little more shifty. This type of thing, and the other one, number 27, Jordan Ford's a more powerful runner and this type of thing. So we'll have to see how they keep using him.
Well, Ford wasn't even listed on some of their two deeps as a running back. He's a linebacker. 4:16 to play here in this first quarter. 7-0 Union. 2nd and 6. Norman North, their own 24. Romaldo has 4 receivers. He's going to toss inside. No, he's going to hand inside. Pardon me. And that is not Ford. Guy breaking through across the 30-yard line. 35, 40, 45 near the 47-yard line. Ford had been the running back, and they instead brought in Trevelson and put him back in that running back spot. And he goes forward all the way to the 46-yard line. They'll mark him there. Now to the 47. Gain of 17 in the 1st and 10, Norman North. And there you go. You mentioned that. He's got a little of that shake.
And I'm not sure who is in for Switzer.
Well, they've got a number of guys out there. Switzer said, didn't he? I don't know if Switzer even made the trip.
Yeah, I don't think he's been in, yeah.
So a running back right now is Chapman McCown, a 5'8", 155-pounder, and he looks tiny. 1st and 10, Norman North at their own, 47. McCown to the left. Romaldo's going to raise up and throw, and that ball's complete across the 50-yard line. Nice catch and throw. That was Eli Moulton who made that catch, and he's taken down right away by Union, and that was Jaden Rowe. But that's still a 5-yard gain, and Norman North, despite the fact they gave it up on downs in the last series, is moving the football 2nd and 5. Ball now at the Union 48-yard line, 7-0 Redskins, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. They'll send 4 receivers out again, 3 to the right. One of those is Carl Cabanis. Also out there is Malachi Gatewood. Also out there is Jake Roberts, their big tight end. In the shotgun, Romaldo. To his left is Chapman McCown, now to his right. McCown, the 155-pounder. Ronaldo has the snap. He's going to fake it and throw it to the right. That ball's caught across the 45. Not quite first down, but Malachi Gatewood caught it at the 44, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 1. Quickly tackled by Gabe Ford, but Norman North doing exactly what they need to do to move the ball, Tom.
Right, and just taking short little passes and runs between the tackles. And the last time they had a 3rd and 1, Norman North jumped off sides and cost themselves.
3rd and 1 now for Norman North. Timberwolves at the Union 44. They need the 43. Maldo in the shotgun once again. This time he's got Ford again in there to his right, and Ford has a lead blocker. He's going to hand to Ford up the middle, and he's hit right away, but he bounces out of it. The initial contact in there was made by Union, and that was Beja, who just shot through there and hit him. Now, he broke that tackle, but Mason Givens finished him off. He lost about a football's length, Tom, and it's 4th down and just over 1.
And it looks like they're going to go for it again. I guess that's one of the, well, they could just kind of squib kick it.
Here we go again. Now it's 4th and 1 for Norman North, trailing 7-0. We're almost out of this first quarter. At the 44-yard line of Union, Romaldo again in the shotgun. 4 receivers, 3 right, that's the far side, 1 to the left. They now tap his head, he backs up, he's going to punt this thing.
Romaldo has the snap. He's going to kick it. This one goes almost straight up in the air and is going to go out of bounds. Oh. Romaldo's first kick was tremendous. That one is going to get him a total of about 8 yards. It's going to mark at the 37-yard line of the Redskins. 1:10 to go here in this first period. Union 7, Norman North nothing. We'll take a break and be back. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless, and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless. Call 800-681-9041. That's 800-681-9041. Free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-681-9041, 800-681-9041.
From the 37-yard line, off the left side goes quarterback Rovon Banks, hits 13 up to the 50-yard line. So with 43 seconds to go in this first period, Union up 7-0, they'll have first and 10 in midfield. Banks brings him back up, three receivers right side, that's the near side. Pearson, the outside man. Now Belt goes in motion to the left. Back is Banks, rolling to his right. He fires. That ball is caught and immediately taken down. Oh, it was a nasty hit, too. That was Demond Sanders, the tight end. And he got leveled by Joshua Bowie. He held the ball, though, at the 48 of Norman North and got two and gets up and walks back to the huddle. But, Tom, that looked like it hurt, second and eight.
It would have hurt. If it had been me, I guarantee you it would have hurt.
It looked like it hurt you from up here.
Oh, I did. I flinched.
Seven seconds to go in the quarter. Let's see if the Redskins can get it up. Get it back off. Redskins second down and eight at the 48 of Norman North, and they do not. Rovon Banks brought him up. They couldn't quite get her done. So the clock goes to zeros on quarter number one, and the Redskins lead 7-0. We'll take a break. Come back with the second period here on KRMG.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless, and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless. Call 800-681-9041. That's 800-681-9041. Free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-681-9041, 800-681-9041.